And we are thrilled to be joined by Jeff Levering, and he's on the call for the Badger game against Indiana. And Jeff, I want to talk about the Badgers, but I mean, you still got it. You look like you're just still feeling the vibes from the Brewers season this year. So, hey man, I respect it. Actually, I'm in Oklahoma, and I can need my sunglasses down here right now. So it is gorgeous out where we're at, but you got to be able to look back at this Brewers season, even though the postseason didn't run as far as we wanted, but we're a proud home of Brewers baseball here on ESPN Madison, and it was a heck of a run.
It really was, and listen, it caps off the Manager of the Year for a second straight season for Pat Murphy, too, so it was a great run, right? You finished the best team in the National League and got a lot of that core coming back next year. A lot to be pleased with as a Brewer, and more just to be in the state of Wisconsin and having a great team to cheer for. It's a great summer in Milwaukee, there's no doubt.
Jeff, I want to stick on Brewers baseball real quick. One word to describe this season, and what is that one word? I know it's a tough one, but I got to ask you.
It was memorable. I mean, there was a lot of great stuff that happened this season, right? You had the 14-game winning streak. That's never happened in franchise history. You're seeing guys come out of the woodwork and really help this team out. It was a really memorable season. I'll always remember 2025 for what it was. Franchise record in wins with 97. Finished with 100 wins on the season after taking down the Cubs in the division series. There was a lot to remember from this this last year, and I was lucky enough to have a front row seat.
And, you know, with that and how much excitement there was for the Brewers, it's been kind of the opposite for the Badgers. And I want to get to them in a minute, but I wanted to get a little bit of, I guess, a little inside broadcasting here. I'm guessing calling baseball games is your passion here, but what's that change up like going from baseball to then jumping into the Big Ten season and getting caught up or staying up to date? Like, how's that been for you, and what makes you, like, want to call as many different things as you can?
I like to keep my mind sharp, right? I like to keep the, and my apologies for the car ride. I feel like I'm doing riding in cars with Jerry Seinfeld. but my son's at a piano practice right now, so I'm just kind of sitting outside while he's practicing the piano. but listen, I really like to stay sharp. I really like to challenge myself, and having the opportunity to do college football, big time college football, for the last few years has been a lot of fun for me. Started Big Ten Network and then kind of morphed into the Fox and had a full package a couple of years ago, and now being on the A Crew with Jake Butt and Brooke Fletcher for the Big Ten Network, we've had some great games. We've covered some great programs. We had Ohio State last week. We had some four times last year. It's the first time we get to see Wisconsin this year. But I love to challenge myself, and big time college football is a major challenge with what it provides. And now after September, the baseball and football crossover, I had just football for a little while there in October after the playoffs were over. And now November is here where I have basketball and football crossover. So I don't really know what city I'm in any given day or what area code I'm in, but I love all the work that I do. It keeps my mind sharp and keeps food on the table.
Jeff, before we go into talking about more about the Badger team and this week's game, one quick question, because just related to career advice, too. You mentioned you want to challenge yourself. You want to get out there for, you know, the younger broadcasters, the next generation that's up and coming, to keep challenging yourself. What other advice do you have to make sure that you stay sharp and you also keep that palate pretty diverse?
I would always just recommend never saying no, right? If an opportunity comes up, whatever it is, whatever, if you're broadcasting or learning something in the production truck, or maybe you're working in stadium graphics or whatever it is, never be afraid to do something that's outside of your comfort zone. You never know what you're going to fall in love with, right? You might think that you're a football guy, you might think you're a baseball guy only or basketball guy only, and then you end up doing a volleyball game and you fall in love with it. So never be afraid to step out of your comfort zone and do something different. And also, I would always recommend learn everything. Learn what every single person on your production crew does. Always do that. That's where I started. I started in the truck. I started behind the scenes, and it has made me a better play-by-play guy because I know what it takes to do all those other jobs.
I think that's fantastic advice. I mean, I'm old, but I took that advice on my way up, so I'm not the ascending broadcaster that Pablo is. But with the Badgers here, they're they're coming off of a remarkable win, first win over a top 25 team since 2021, a rare Big Ten win under Luke Fickell. It was a heck of a week on ESPN Wisconsin, whether it's Brust or Alvarez or myself. We're all kind of just saying, how can Mac and the Badgers do this? And then Fickell goes out and wins. It was a unique win. The weather definitely played a factor as I was at that game. The punter leading the team in passing yards has got to be a first for an upset like that. But with a new quarterback out there for Wisconsin and coming into this game, like, what are you watching for with the Badgers? Indiana, they're an elite team. They're very talented, and they're a horrible matchup with their ability to move the ball in the ways that the Badgers really can't.
Okay, so don't look at numbers. That's the first thing I'm going to say, right? You know, a win is a win is a win. Take the win. Yeah. Any way you can get one, right? That's the most important thing. And the Badgers needed that win so badly. The defense played great. Posa was unbelievable. Catalano was unbelievable playing linebacker position. So there's a lot to be excited about with the linebacker position with Wisconsin. They're banged up. There's no doubt. They're banged up, right? They're on their fourth quarterback and a guy out team and wasn't even a thought to be playing major college football this year for them. He ends up having 12 pass attempts last week. As you mentioned, the punter is a leading passer in the game last week. You're on your fourth string running back, who's now your starting running back in a Tuca. So don't look at the numbers. Yes, the matchup this week is not great with Indiana. They're super efficient. They're really impressive. But what the Badgers did make Damon Williams look as uncomfortable as he looked at times was really impressive. And I think you can hang your hat on that. And it'll be a different challenge. It's senior day. A lot of these guys are playing for the last time at Indiana in Bloomington. There's going to be a lot of conversation about that over the course of the week. Mendo's been unbelievable. He is a Heisman candidate. But if you get good defense and get some stops here and there, keep it close. Keep it close. And as long as you keep it close, you believe if you're Wisconsin.
That's a perfect way to go into what I was thinking too, of just having that belief. I mean, there's mostly it feels pretty positive after that win on Saturday, but there's a little chirps here and there of saying, oh, well, it's a fluke. It is whatever. I said, you know, stealing the last dance-ism. It takes one match to start a fire. After that win on Saturday, Jeff, do you feel like that, even if it's just a small, small ember, do you feel like that's there? Is this a one-off for Wisconsin? What are your thoughts?
I think it needs to be, right? You need to have some of those foundational building blocks. You need to have something to get excited about. Badger fan, if you're a Badger player, whatever it is, you need to have something that you can look back on and go, oh, yeah, that was it. That was it. That could be not a program-defining moment, but it could be a season-defining moment. And for somebody who might be on the fence on whether or not they're coming back for next season, that could be a huge moment for them to say, yeah, I come back. So those are the things that Luke Fickell and this coaching staff needs to look at, right? And to have a good week of practice. And yes, have the vibes been good and you win on Saturday and you can savor it for a couple of minutes and then, okay, well, it's on to Indiana. This win, I feel like, lingered more than other wins because it felt so different. To have that belief in the locker room now is super important for the Badgers. And again, you just try and stack them. This week's going to be a tough one against Indiana. But if you beat Indiana, if you upset this team in Bloomington, the Badgers are going to be the talk of football for a week. You have college football for because of what you accomplished. I think that's what the message has to be for Luke Fickell and this team this week.
The last thing I have for you is, and you kind of alluded to it here, but obviously you've been in clubhouses and locker rooms with all the play-by-play that you've done. And you can see, and you kind of alluded to, the winning can be contagious. Losing can be the other way. How much just obviously snapping it, but then snapping the top 25 streak, snapping the Big Ten streak, and just getting a win can change everything about a football team or any team in one game. And that's kind of what Pablo's alluding to. But losing is, I forget, Major League or what baseball movie it was like losing's a disease. And it kind of just, maybe it's the natural. I can't remember which one it was, but it is something that drags you down. And to finally get that monkey off your back and really make things a lot better for a team.
It is the natural. My favorite movie. Okay. Losing is a disease as contagious as bubonic plague.
Hey,
And he goes, I'm not going to be put to sleep by some 2-bit carny hypnotist. I ain't going to do it, Pop. I ain't going to do it. So just for your movie reference of the day, there you go. But yes, it can. And those negative thoughts can creep in. I think negative thoughts creep in a lot easier than positive thoughts. And with as many negative thoughts that we're going through this program, with the injuries that have struck to the top guys in the depth chart, to everything else, you could have got really negative really fast. And if you lose that game to Washington, then it gets super dark. That becomes a really dark place. It becomes a really hard place to show up for work, to show up to class, to show up to class and have other people talking about you behind your back. That is not a fun place to be. And I think that this win really lifted the campus. I know it's basketball season and the Badgers are playing well. They're off to a 3-0 start. I have their game on Monday, by the way, against SIU Edwardsville. So the Badger fans are stuck with me for a couple of games. But there's a lot of, because of that win on Saturday, it just changes the pulse on campus, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, Jeff, I think you put it perfectly. Again, it's a stepping stone. That's what we talked about for this team. Now, in terms of where they go from here, I mean, do you feel like that there is a lot of faith in those young guys? I mean, they had an exciting week. You look at Carter Smith, you look at Cooper Catalano, you look at Mason Posa coming off some pretty strong weeks, maybe not the best stats for Carter Smith, but again, what excites you the most about those young guys that are coming up for this group for Wisconsin and should give fans some hope too?
I think it's just the fact that they have proven that they belong, right? They have, you know, Posa was a wrestler and didn't have a lot of opportunities to play football. He comes to Wisconsin and he has turned himself into a super Catalano. He was unbelievable. And the stories that I've been reading up on him, he's from Germantown, which is right in Menominee Falls, you know, learning about these kids and where they've come and, you know, the bet that he had to get to 230 pounds. And the work that he's had to get to 230 pounds just goes to show what these guys care about and how passionate they are about Badger football. And I think that it's really important to get that win and you go, okay, well, we believe we can do this. We just took down number 23 Washington. They should have been ranked all season. Were they? No, but they were number 23 in the country last week. You took down a top 25 team. Where can we go from here? Those are the important things to take from that, from the guys, just to get a taste of what winning is like.
Jeff, we appreciate you taking the time to join us to talk a little Badger football, and congratulations on a really fun Brewers season. And we're looking forward to hearing the call this weekend.
You got it. Appreciate you guys. Good one.
See you, Jeff.
All right. Thank you. That was Jeff Levering, Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch. This has been, and happy Veterans Day, this has been the Jump Around, a Badger-dedicated show on the ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison YouTube streams.